The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you all. Happy soon-to-be Chinese New Year, the year of the rabbit. It's so funny. I had someone read to me something that somebody else wrote about the year of the rabbit. And it talks about the thing that stuck with me was sitting in your own little lettuce patch and happily munching away at your lettuce. I mean, it was the coolest little summation of going from the year of the tiger, which was volatile and high energy, and you all had to be really alert to kind of stay on top of things in 2022. Well, 2023, it's a much more softer, gentler approach to the new year. So I wish you all an amazing year of the rabbit. All right, I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from area code 706. Hello, 706. Who's this?
Hi, Happy New Year, Mona. My name is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. What's your question for me today? And we're not doing any global overviews of the new year. It's just a specific question.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I have. Thanks.
Awesome.
I am the presenter of a company-wide training this week. Actually, I will be doing it on Wednesday and Thursday for the entire company. So I would like any insight or message you get in reference to that.
Okay, sure. Hold on. Drawing the cards for you right now. So the more direct you are, the better. So sometimes there are speakers that get in front of an audience, and there's this it's almost like the clickbait stuff that somebody says something on the internet and you click on it and you go through 12 paragraphs before you get to the point, all right? What it's saying here is that some of the people that you're presenting to want you to get to the point and then explain it. So instead of explaining it and then getting to the point, I actually want you to get to the point and then explain it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. And that is actually how I set the presentation up. So that's confirmation.
Oh, see? That's the girl. Because you have these cards that talk about you stepping into your spotlight, okay? So there are two men in particular that are the most judgy in this group. There are two men. Now, both of these men actually, they like you, but they get very impatient when people go into a long explanation before getting to the point. And it's almost as if I want you to talk to two men in the room. Everybody else will, no matter your style, would be agreeing with that. But these two men in particular are the ones that you actually want to cater your speech to. You know, it's so funny. I don't think you do this, but I was in Toastmasters for several years. So I have no fear of getting up in front of a group of people and talking, because of that, all right? I do a little networking thing once a month.
Yeah, me either.
And okay, see, there you go. There's I do this little networking thing once a month, and we all go around the room and we spend 30 seconds introducing ourselves, right? So when it always comes to this one person, they get up, and I'm not going to say if it's a man or a woman, they get up in front of everybody, and instead of looking people in the eye, which is what we're taught in Toastmasters, that you choose several people around the room and you look them in the eye, right? You actually act as though you're talking directly to them, which I think that you have that skill down in, you know, in abundance. So I'm not worried about that with you. But this one particular person will look over the heads of everybody, like they're looking at the lights in the room, but they're not. They don't ever focus on a person when they're doing that, which makes me, because I'm an intuitive, it makes me not trust them.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? But see, I think that you're doing here, and by the way, if you can get somebody to record this for you, or if you can manage to record it for yourself, it may be leading to a career.
The next day, on Thursday, it is a recording for a virtual. We're going to use it for a virtual every year. You're amazing.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes. And
but
I've
need a copy of it.
But I'm going to – okay. The two men that you're seeing, I'm going to tell you who that is. Actually, intuitively, I think this is for me to be promoted. But they just want to see me in the spotlight. The two men are two top executives for the whole company, and it's an international company. They're going to be here for this training. That's who you're seeing. Thank you so much,
Yeah, and
Mona.
I'm telling you – what the reason why I'm asking you to do the style of get to the point first, explain after, because both of these guys tend to be very impatient about just things in general, getting stuff done, right? So if you show that style of the answer to the question is this, and that's why, if you go in that vibe, everything starts to shift for you. But the promotion's going to happen.
And that's how I work. That's who I am in the job.
That's my girl.
Thank you. You're amazing. I've got a schedule.
Well, takes one to know one, my friend.
Outside of today.
All right, you let me know.
Reading. You're amazing.
Okay,
thank
great.
You, Mona.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from area code 267. Hello, 267. Who's this?
Hi. Okay, good. This is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jessica. What's your question for me today?
So I'm still interviewing for jobs. I have some things in the works, wondering what you're picking up around that and if you think I will move for the job too.
Okay. Well, it'll come up if you're supposed to move.
Okay.
I don't think that you're going to need to move. But what's really interesting is that so you bring all this creative mojo to the table, Jessica. You have all this all these amazing skills that you just present. What I don't want to have happen for you is I don't want you to be in the vibration where they see all these skills, but then they only hire you for this one specific thing. Okay. Now I'm just going to give you a quick example. So I've always been great on the phone. I've always been good at that. I've always been good at explaining things to people. Even before I did this as a career, and I'm going on 21 years doing readings as a career, okay? But what's interesting is that back when I was in sales, one of the things I did really well was phone work. And I was a really great person at cold calls. So I could call you up. I'll start talking to you like we're best friends, and then I would be able to set an appointment with you. Now, once you had the appointment, basically the sale was 90% happening, right? Now, that said, is that I remember the first company that I went to work for, which was soup to nuts sales. So you made the call, you made the appointment, you closed the sale, you earn money kind of thing, right? Well, because management, discovered I was so good at setting appointments, for myself, that they basically took me out of the sales cycle and had me start doing just appointment setting. And I quit that job within a couple of months after that happened, right? Now, that said, when you're interviewing for jobs, make sure that you talk about your global approach to whatever the job is.
Yeah, that's
don't
been a little
them,
tricky. They like,
yeah,
they
don't
like
let them
people
pigeonhole
being,
you.
Yeah. I know. That's why it's taken, I think, so long for me to find a job, because I want to be appreciated and paid for everything that I do, or a lot of it,
right.
You know?
Right. Well, because you have this, you have three very big cards in this little five-card spread I did for you. The first card talks about don't do anything the hard way. So if it feels like you're trying to convince them to hire you, that's not the right job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
In a way, you need to go into, well, I bring these five top skills to the table. I'm just wondering how I would be a good fit for you. That would be a really great question.
Okay.
So you list,
I do like,
you list your five skills and you say, these are my top five skills. How do you think I'd be a good fit to your organization? You want okay. them to talk you in to taking the job.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. You see what I mean? That's the first. That's yeah. the first big card. The second big card
okay.
is you still have to kind of follow the rules or be willing to sip a little bit at their Kool-Aid in order to get the job.
Okay.
Okay, so you come with all these amazing skills, girl, but they don't want you to be a wild card. They don't want you to be high maintenance, all right? So, but the last
right.
card in this, and again, these are the three major cards in your reading. The rest are just be open to receive your blessings, okay, and trust that the right opportunity is going to be presenting itself. But the last card is the epiphany card. And the epiphany card is you finally deciding the five things that are going to make a job perfect for you. All right? Now, I could list those right now. Hybrid work environment, $10,000 more than what you made at the last job. Working for someone that you can directly report to that understands and gets you, right? A skill set that aligns with, or a job outline that aligns with your skill set in a very positive, forward-moving way. And the last one is opportunity for advancement and promotion. That's your five things.
Wow, I'm going to have to re-listen to this. That's fantastic, Mona. Thank you.
All right, girl.
Yeah,
thanks for the call.
Thank you
see
very
you
much. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right,
see
bye.
You.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 608 area code. Hello, 608. Who's this?
This is Jill.
Hi, Jill. What's your question today?
Okay, I need to make peace with that. I think I don't want to be friends with my two girlfriends anymore. Something shifted. What do you get? Is it me? Is it them? Do they want to be
no,
friends
it's,
with
honey
me?
No, honey bunny, you've learned the karmic lesson with these girlfriends. You've learned.
Okay.
You just learned, and all I don't want you to go black and white on this. Don't totally dump them. Just put them on the B list, not the A list.
Okay.
And what that means by you putting them on the B list, see, I have a few people that are incredibly close to me. All right. I mean, these are people that if the phone rang and I wasn't in the middle of a reading, I would always answer the phone. I have a few people like that, all right?
Uh-huh.
The thing is that you treat these women like they're on your – you have up until now treated them like they're on your A-list. So if the phone rang from either one of them, you'd pick them up. But what I've noticed lately is it looks as though they may be taking advantage of your good nature and
yes.
your understanding. And, you know,
yep.
it's really funny because – I have a client that she takes people on trips because she can afford to take people on their trip on trips. Okay, she doesn't want to go by herself, so it's a benefit for her to actually include people on this. The thing is people that she includes don't really do anything at all back for her.
Right.
So I think that you've discovered that kind of vibe with these friends. So all I want you to do is I don't want you to block them. I don't want you to delete them from your phone. I just want you in your mind to put them on the B list. That it's not about you reaching out to get together with them. If they want to see you, they'll have to call you. Now, one of the two is not as shallow as the other one.
Okay.
So you're probably going to hear from her first. You know, hey, Jill, I haven't heard from you in a while. What's going on? Oh, I've just been so busy. Just been so busy. That's all you say.
Okay.
And you're going to think this is a nutty thing that I bring up to you, but I wonder if you end up becoming really good friends with a fella that also happens to be gay.
Okay, I've done that before. Okay.
Yeah, but there's a man here, dark hair, dark eyes. So if you got show tickets, you'd call him up. He'd go with you. If you decided you didn't want to be alone on a Saturday night and said, hey, you know, can I take you to dinner tonight? I'm feeling a little lonesome and I don't want to be by myself.
Okay.
Okay. And by the way, what state do you live in?
Wisconsin.
Okay. So in Wisconsin, do they have, like, bingo halls or casinos with bingo?
They have bingo, yes.
Okay. Might not be a bad idea to invest the $30 or $40 to go play bingo. I'm serious.
Okay.
Because there's some nice people that play bingo. Now, you can only talk to them between bingo games. You can't, I mean,
right.
It's like once the bingo session starts, man, these people get super serious. But it is a nice way to meet some nice ladies. So if you see a group of ladies that are by themselves, or, you know, like say a little, you know, two ladies or three ladies, and there's an empty seat, just park your butt right there in that seat.
Okay.
Okay? And then before you introduce yourself, say,
being friends with these two women?
Well, the only way I see you being friends with them is if they make the effort. So that's why I'm telling you to put them on the B list. So,
okay. Will
so
they
for
make
example,
one, will the other one make the effort?
You know, that's the one you want to have make the effort. But I think she's, the B word.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you deserve to be around people that would drop anything for you if you needed something.
Right. Exactly.
And I don't think I don't think either one of them would do that, although out of the two, the one that I like will probably reach out to you and find out what's going on.
Okay.
But don't you dare make the effort. You wait.
With either of them.
With either of them.
Okay.
All right, girl. Got to go.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the... going to go to area code 504. Hello, 504. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly from Louisiana.
Hi, Kelly from Louisiana. What's your question for me?
The reason why I'm calling is wanted to see if you got anything. Will there be someone to help me clean out my house and fix it so I can find and stay in it?
You know, it's so funny because what flashed into my head... This is a couple of things. A couple of things flashed in my head. First, are you connected to any church group right now?
No.
Okay. Because if you were, you could actually ask the pastor or the priest if there's any handyman that might be able to help you. There's number one. Number two, you might want to dial your local 211 is your community services line, and you just dial in when you get somebody. You say, is there any volunteer group that would help me clean my house and do some repairs so that I can stay in it, right? Just ask the question, right? That would be number
right.
two. Number three, I would reach out to any local news stations, their community line. I would reach out to any news stations and say, do you know of any organizations that help, you know, help people get their house in order, all right? The funny thing is that I actually think that, for example, if you were to reach out to the Girl Scouts, for example, and you say, I need someone to help me clean my house. You know, I can make a modest donation to the Girl Scouts, but I can't do it myself.
Okay.
So my recommendation would be something like that, that you reach out to an organization that you might even that's why I'm getting the news stations. If there's a community involvement or a community line that you can reach out to. Also, you might want to reach out to, are you over 55?
Yes.
Okay. You might want to reach out to your local AARP organization and ask them.
Good ideas.
Okay, because this is saying that you do get help in your car.
Okay.
So here's the thing. All you do now, definitely, my friend, use the fact that you're a senior citizen.
Oh, proud of
it. I'm a senior. Yeah. I've got limited mobility. I need someone to do some repairs and clean up in my home. You know, I'm looking for a resource.
Okay.
But you ask people that can actually help you do it. See, we by the way, what city do you live in? Wisconsin? New Orleans. You said that. Sorry, it was Wisconsin.
Yeah,
before
New Orleans.
Okay, so here in Vegas, on the local Fox station, they do this surprise squad, right? And what they do is people petition for the surprise squad to come out for them. And sometimes they do a total remodel of someone's house.
Wow.
After they've had an issue. So I would, that's why I keep getting, if you can reach out to the news stations, and if you know specifically what needs to happen, like maybe there's a plumbing issue, or maybe you need a certain part of your home refloored in some way, or you just need a whole bunch of pack rat stuff cleaned out and dumped for you. I mean, the thing is that I think that there would be a news station that would help you do that. But Vegas, we have the surprise squad, and it's connected with the Fox News station, the local Fox News station. So you may call to your local Fox station and say, you know, here, I understand in some cities you have a surprise squad. I would really love to petition that the surprise squad comes to visit me because they really need it.
Okay.
But
I'll
this says
that.
You
Thank
get
you.
Help, girl. This says help comes.
Thank you, because that's been discouraging. I appreciate that.
All right. So how did you find my radio program? Because I think this is the first time you've called.
Yes, it is the first time I've called. But I have somebody turned me on to Blog Talk Radio, and I've been listening to some, and then I saw you, and I clicked on you and said hello.
And you got on. You got in. Very cool.
I got in. I'm very appreciative. Thank you.
All right, girl, you know, let me know what happens. My website is mona.vegas, so www.mona.vegas. Just let me know what happens after you start exploring that, okay?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you so much.
All right, Kelly. Have a great day.
Okay.
See you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.